Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we conclude a message I've entitled, That They May Be One, and that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verse 21, where Jesus prayed to the Father. He said, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And so we've been looking and sharing much scripture this week on why unity is so important. We've listened and heard and read what the scriptures had to say, and I've been sharing three very important reasons why Jesus prayed that way. First of all, it is an expression, unity is an expression among believers as a mark of maturity and perfection. Secondly, also we know that unity, some scriptures I shared, Psalm 133 and 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It allows the manifestation of God's presence. We see that throughout the Word of God. Whenever God's people were in unity, the power of God was present. And then finally, we've been looking at the importance of the Word of God and the unity that that Word brings us into. It'll bring spiritual victory. Yesterday we saw, and I'm sharing 8 points with you, that strength will join with weakness to bring victory. We see as an example in Exodus 17th chapter verse 12, Moses' hands were heavy, and so Aaron and Ur allowed him to sit down, and they held up his hands until the going down of the sun, and victory was given to Israel. And we also saw, I shared a scripture, 1 Samuel 14:6, that we can provide courage to other believers. Jonathan, I mean, here are these two men. They were separated from the camp of the army of the Lord, Saul and all of his men, and they heard that great uprising with the Philistines. Said, "Who's not here?" They found out it was Jonathan, because Jonathan had gone off with his armor bearer, and he said, "Come on, let's go up to the garrison of the Philistines." And they had a sign from the Lord, and they said, "Well, come on up, we'll show you a thing or two." And he said, "Come on, the Lord has given them into our hand." He said, "There's no restraint for the Lord to save by many or by few. Here, just the two of them." And the armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart, turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." And of course, God gave a great victory to the two men, and it routed the Philistines and sent the whole army of Israel after the remainder of them. And thirdly, another way that we can be blessed with unity and the results of that unity, it inspires leadership to success in the Lord's work. Oh, there's nothing more inspiring and encouraging for a pastor's heart to see his people or her people working together under that authority that God has placed upon them for the Lord's purposes. In Ezra, the 10th chapter, verse 4, the people wanted to make a covenant with the Lord to put away strange wives and follow God's law. There was revival. And so the people said to Ezra, "Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We will also be with thee. Be of good courage and do it." Oh, that the pastors of the Lord could have that joy instead of infighting and fussing and bickering and all the things that can happen when God's people are in the flesh and carnal, to say, "We're behind you, Pastor. We believe, we see the vision of the Lord, and we want to help you. Let's work together to fulfill it." And then we can make great exploits for God a reality, beloved. Think about that. It's God's people working together. What's a beautiful scriptural example? Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verse 16. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants, this is Nehemiah speaking, wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Everybody was in one accord. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it. Every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. And beloved, that great work, the wall around Jerusalem, was accomplished in less than 2 months, in spite of all the opposition that they faced. 52 days it was built. All right, we've shared what? 1, 2, 3, 4. Strengthened to weakness, courage to other believers. Leadership is inspired by success in the Lord's work when God's people are in unity. Great exploits for God can become a reality, and God wants to do that today. Amen. The Acts of the Apostles, if you will, the book of Acts has not been finished. Oh, in terms of the canon of Scripture, yes, but it's still, the Holy Spirit's still working today between believers and within believers and through believers, praise God. And here it is, beloved. Why do I always say, before I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests? I don't do that just to add names to the mailing list. No, there is increased power in prayer. Hear what Jesus said in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 19. Again, he's emphasizing, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God. And then, what is another important point? Wisdom in every enterprise. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. That's Proverbs 15 and 22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, talking about team ministry, they are established. Those who are seeking the mind and the will of the Lord. I'm thinking back years ago when we had our church in Castro Valley. Pastor Allen and Sister Kathy were with us, and Brother Glass was still alive at that point. And even though we didn't for a five-year period of time, we weren't always in agreement as to what should be done. There was never strife. There was never conflict. There was respect. We prayed together. And then when we were in unity, we moved with whatever the decision God would have us follow. It was a wonderful, beautiful example. And I know as I ministered at Pastor Allen's memorial service that I could say that we knew what it was to minister and have leadership in unity. Praise God. And then, beloved, there's strength in unity. This is something that's important not only in terms of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in terms of our own personal walk. We need friends. We need fellowship. We need those who love us and love the call of God on our life and are willing to encourage us. Hear what the Word says in Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellows. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Praise God. So strength in unity. And finally, the 8th point I'd like to share with you is the enemy is defeated. We can see the defeat of the enemy. Let me share with you a scripture found in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 30. This is the modern language translation. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, were it not that their rock had sold them and the Lord had delivered them up? That's Deuteronomy 32 and 30. And then Leviticus 26 and 8, and 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. All right, a quick review. For spiritual victory, the importance of unity. Strength will join with weakness. We can provide courage to other believers. Leadership is inspired to success in God's work. That great exploits for God become a reality. There's increased power in prayer by the power of agreement. There's wisdom and enterprise with a multitude of counselors. There's strength in unity, two are better than one, and the enemy is defeated. Again, those scriptures, Deuteronomy 32 and 30, and Leviticus 26 and 8. Well, beloved, it has been a blessing, a privilege to share these important spiritual truths with you. I pray that they will become a part of your life and written on your heart, that you may walk in all pleasing before the Lord. For the Lord would say, my beloved, it is I, yea, the Spirit of the Lord, that is doing this work across the world, throughout the nations. I am bringing my people together in love and in unity. And truly the world shall know that you are my disciples by the love that you have one for another. And I will cause the hurts and the differences and the offenses of the past to be swallowed up in forgiveness and in the love of the Lord. And you shall see with my eyes, and you shall bring forth with your prayers and with your encouragements the ministries that I have placed among you. And great shall be the joy of your heart and life. For where there is unity, says the Lord, behold, my Spirit shall dwell in power. Power and in strength and in joy, for in my presence there is truly fullness of joy, says the Lord. Praise God. Beloved, hallelujah. That's God's heart. Those were the final thoughts of Jesus as he prayed, as he was with his disciples. Let us bring joy to our Father's heart. Let us bring joy to the heart of Jesus by manifesting these scriptural truths and principles that I've shared with you this week in our lives, that he may be glorified. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I always do, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. Why? Because Matthew 18 and 19 says, if two of us would agree on earth as touching anything, Jesus said it would be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And I can't add anything to that with those words of Jesus. So I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. I love you and pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for everybody be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.